Thank you for calling Apex Help. My name is Joseph. How can I help you today?
Well, yes, I've been watching Doug Kaufman for years, and he's had Sarge on there explaining about Aloe Apex, and I have a friend who has a lot of bowel and stomach problems, and I was thinking that this might help her.
Okay, ma'am, so you would like to place an order for an Aloe Apex, ma'am? How many bottles would you like, ma'am?
Actually, are there two Aloe Apex products?
I'm sorry, what was that question, ma'am? You broke up.
Are there two Aloe Apex products?
So the different products we have, ma'am, is going to be the Aloe Apex, and that helps with immune system, fungal response, digestive system, mm-hmm. and blood sugar levels, inflammation response, normal bowel function, and cardiovascular system. Yeah. The next product we have is going to be called the GFM, which is shortened for Gold Frankincense Murph Advanced Formula, ma'am. And that would be in regards, that one is similar to the Aloe Apex, except it has a couple of extra ingredients added, which is the Gold Frankincense and the Marf and a couple other ingredients added into that one for that formula, and then that is going to be targeting joint discomfort, immune system, bacteria and virus response, blood sugar levels, digestive tract, and respiratory response, along with antioxidant levels, and it also helps with provides 20 of the 22 required amino acids and seven out of the eight essential amino acid for you.
So what is the Aloe Apex a bottle? How much does it cost a bottle?
Ma'am. So for the Aloe Apex, it would be $39.95 for first-time buyers, ma'am. You would receive a discount of 25% off, which would bring down the price to $29.95, along with a flat rate shipping of $5.95, which will cover one or two bottles.
Okay. Well, I want to order, I guess, of the first one, the Aloe Apex. I'll order two bottles for my friend.
Okay.
In Ogden, Utah.
So you want two bottles of Aloe Apex? Would you like anything else, ma'am?
Well, not today. Not today. I just want to get this to her because I know she has been struggling with her health for some time. And I think this might really help her.
Well, you can always go on our site if you want to look over the frankincense some more and see what that has, and also look over our other products, which would be the Alive Again and Nature's Miracle Cream, would be the other two products we have.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I will put two of those in the cart for you. Okay. One moment, because I'll be needing your information in just a moment.
Okay.
So your subtotal before the discounts is applied and shipping is applied would be $79.90 with the discount calculated in. That brings your cost down to, with shipping, $65.85.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
All righty. Now, do you want my information first? What's that?
You ready to proceed to checkout, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to need the first and last name. That would be on the order, ma'am. So your first would be your first and last name, ma'am.
Now, is that, are you asking for where it's going or who's purchasing it?
This is
because
the
it's not coming to me.
This is going to be the billing details, ma'am, for billing.
Okay.
And
okay.
I can always add
okay.
a different address if you want it shipped to a different address.
Okay. Thank you. That I do.
So I'm going to need the first and last name, please.
Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E.
I'm going to need you to spell that a little bit slower, ma'am, because you're breaking up and
okay.
go super fast.
Okay. C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E.
E-R-I-N-E, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then last name, ma'am.
Ryzik, R-Y-Z, as in zoo, E-K.
And then I'm going to need the street address, ma'am. And again, I will put another address for where you want it shipped to as well in a moment. I just need the billing information.
My address is 11050.
11050.
Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T Street.
Okay, and then can I, is that an apartment?
No,
house?
And I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet. And it's space 158. That has to go on, along with the street address.
Okay, so I have 11050 Bryant Street, and that's spelled B-R-Y-A-N-T Street, S-T-R-E-E-T. 158. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is there
space
like
158.
Is there any like anything else with that, like a TH or a second?
No. It's a mobile home, and it's got a space number, and that's why that space number is important. That because if I had you ship me something, I would not get it if the space number was not on it. So
I just have to ask. That's all. I mean, it's not an apartment. It's a mobile.
Yes.
House. Okay, now I need the city and state for that, ma'am.
Okay, the city is Yucaipa. Y-U-C-A-I P-A.
Okay.
California, C-A.
Okay, one moment.
And then my zip is 92399.
Okay. Okay. And then can I have the phone number, please, to best reach you at?
909-936-0775.
So I have 909-936-0775, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And email address is optional. If you don't want to provide your email, you don't have to.
I never get on the computer, so if you sent me something, I wouldn't get it anyway. So.
Okay. One moment while I review the information.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. So I have so far, it's going to be for the first and last name for the billing. It's all the billing details, and then I'll ask for the shipping address you want it to be shipped to.
Okay.
That is going to be C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Last name is spelled R-Y-Z-E-K. No, my apologies.
Correct.
R-Y-Z-E. Yeah, Z-E-K. Okay. Sorry, I keep wanting to put a C when I spell it out. My apologies. And then that is going to be the street address of 11050 Bryant Street. And then that is going to be 158. And that's a mobile house. Yes. And then that is going to
you can put a number sign in front of 158. You don't have to spell out space. I just thought I'd let you know.
And then the city is going to be, I'm going to spell it because I cannot pronounce it, Yucaipa, California.
Yucaipa. Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to mispronounce it. I know. it's just certain words, you're going to not even
attempt. You're going to slaughter?
Yep. And then that.
Now, on my last name.
Yes.
On my last name, you did get that as a Z, not a C.
Yes, I got Ryzek.
That's correct.
And then the email address, you did not have one. And then the phone number you put in was 909-936-0775. Is that all correct?
Yes.
For the billing information? Okay.
Yeah, and my zip was 92399.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's good to go.
Okay. Now you're wanting, I'm going to need information for the other shipping address that you're going to want to be shipped to. I'm going to need the person's first and last name.
Her first name is Diane, D-I-A-N-E.
D-I-A-N-E. Okay. Last name.
Baird, B-A-I-R-D.
B-A-I-R-D. Okay.
No, D, as in dog.
Oh, my apologies. D, like in dog, A-R.
No. B-A-I-R-D. You said something else instead of D.
A-R.
B, B-A-I-R-D, as in dog.
So B like in boy, A like in apple, and then that's going to be R like in Ricky or I?
B-A-I as in Isaiah, R as in Robert, and D as in dog.
Okay. Yep. That's what I have, ma'am. Just want to make sure because it's a little, I's, R, D's, B's, they all sound the same.
Well, that's why you ask. You say, now what did you say?
Just want to make sure I heard it right. I apologize. Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. So I'm going to need the street address of where you want her, what her shipping address would be.
Okay. It's 650.
650.
Second, so you put a 2 and an N and a D.
Okay.
Street.
Okay.
And that's in Ogden, O-G-D-E-N.
Ogden's the city?
Yes.
Okay. Spell that one more time, please.
O-G-D-E-N.
O-G-D-E-N. Okay.
O-G-D as in dog, E-N.
Yep, that's what I have. And can I have the
state, please? Utah.
Okay. I'm looking for that. Okay, and can I have the zip code, please?
84404.
Okay. And I forgot to ask, is that going to be a house or an apartment?
That's a house.
Okay. Okay, let me go over that shipping address of where you want it shipped to. That's information.
Okay.
Diane, D-I-A-N-E, last name B like in boy, A.
Yes.
I like an igloo, R like in Ricky, D like in dog. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
And then the street is going to be 650 Second Street. And that is
yes.
a house, you said, and that
yes,
city
it
is going to be spelled O-G-D-E-N. Oscar,
Ogden,
George,
yes.
Derry, Edgar, Nancy for the spelling.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then it's going to be Utah. Zip is 84404.
Yes.
Okay. I have all correct lists
now, when you,
the payment
now,
information.
Okay, ready. When you send these two bottles, you're going to send some information about the Aloe Apex, correct?
So the instruction, there will be an instruction sheet on it will be attached to the bottle. We do not send, I believe we send like a card or a little slip that says our company name and the contact information in case you want to order more. But it also provides like our website to go online to look at our products. We only have four products, so we don't send out a catalog. So we only have four products we sell at all times.
Well, a lot of people don't have computers, so
it has
that's
a
not
it will have
help.
Like a phone number on it too. So if she doesn't have the ability
okay.
to look online, she can always call in and ask one of our representatives, like me, about any products we have, and we'd be happy to let her know.
Well, what I was referring to was how it is supposed to be taken and
yes, there will
what
be instructions on how
for.
It's supposed to be taken, and
okay.
it will have that attached to the bottle. And then again,
okay.
there'll be a slip
okay.
that has our name, number to contact if she wants to ask any questions over the phone. And then there'll be our site as well, so she can go online and look.
Okay. Okay. All righty.
Yep. But we don't send out like a catalog because we only ever have.
No, I didn't think I didn't think you would have a catalog for four or five products, you know. But a lot of people are very ignorant about how to take supplements, and that's my concern is that she would understand what she's taking. And what it's for.
No,
you know?
I understand. No, there will be instructions with the bottles,
okay.
and then as well as
okay.
there will be a like information to contact us, a phone number, and our website. If she has any questions, she can always call and ask us questions
okay.
about how to take it, or if
okay.
she decides I like it and she wants to place an order, she can always call that. There'll be information on slip set with that for her.
Very
so
good.
So you ready to process the order? I'm going to need the card information before I do.
All righty. Well, we need that, of course. Are you ready?
I'm ready when you are, ma'am.
Okay. 4640.
640.
1821.
821.
3875.
75, okay.
8549.
So I have 4640, 1821, 3875. Let me start from the beginning. I just butchered that. 4640, 1821, 3875. 8549. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And then the expiration date for that?
Is 10 of 26.
10 of 26. Okay. And the CVZ number?
Is 542.
542. Okay.
Yes.
What we are going to be billing you is $65.85. And that is going to be for two
mm-hmm.
bottles of the Aloe Apex. And again, it's going to be shipped to that secondary address to a Diane
yes.
Bard. And that's at?
Yes.
That's at the 650 Second Street, Ogden, Utah address.
Ogden, Utah.
See, I told you I was going to butcher it. Ogden, Utah. Yes, that's what I have. O-G-D-E-N.
Yes.
My apologies. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and process that order. Are you ready for me to process it for you, ma'am?
I am ready.
Okay. It is currently processing and thinking. You know how it has to think everything through.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Okay, the order has been successfully processed, ma'am. And there is going to be an order number I have for you.
Okay. Okay.
Yes,
I'm ready.
It's going to be 20456, ma'am. Again, that's 20456.
And approximately how many days do you think it'll take to get to her?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to take about anywhere from 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I'm going to call and have her watching for it. So.
And again, you can always, with that order number, call us, ma'am, and we can go ahead and track it for you. I personally don't have the ability to, but the reoccurring customers number does, and I can provide that for you.
Okay.
Would you like that number?
And what's it called?
This is going to be the number that for the reoccurring customers and basic customers have ordered with us before. My system can only process the orders. It's going to be 833-334-5433. And that will get you with the department for reoccurring customers to allow you to place any new orders or track any previous orders that you place with us.
Oh, okay. I guess that's good to know, huh?
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, and I thank you for your help.
Okay.
And I will give my friend a call and let her know to be watching for them.
Okay, ma'am. Well, thank you so much for calling Apex Health, and I hope you have a very wonderful day. You stay safe out there.
Hey, you too. And thanks for your help.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling Apex Health. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.